Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go on ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be a man. I know you can,
yes, Lord.
I know you will,
yes, Lord.
Fight my battle,
yes, Lord.
I keep still,
yes, Lord. Lord, be a man, Lord.
make some noise in this place? Bring it up. Yeah. Protection. 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 All on the way. 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 Protection. My family. Your family. All on the way. My children. Your children. My sister. All on the way. My brother. My mother. My father. All on the way. My family. Your family. My father. Yeah, 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 yeah. Be a prince.
Be a
prince and know.
You
often, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
but I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining. Oh,
Increase. Increase, increase. Just text two people, say increase. Increase. Text somebody, say increase, increase, increase. Increase.
Thank you. here, I worship.
Have your way.
He's here right now.
Have your way.
So have your way, Jesus.
Have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
The place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to Him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
Hey! Island.
It's a dancing. He's my sorrow. It's a joy. My crazy. I'm behind me. My dancing day. My dancing day. My dancing day.
Divine Inspiration, and none other than the wonderful Cali Cali, Mr. Alonzo, in the studio.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Well, it's good with you, my brother.
Good evening. What's good with y'all? I apologize for all the interruptions prior, but we are here.
What interruption?
Let's go.
You done told on yourself. You did a me from many other episodes, so I'm glad to see.
Is that how that goes?
Oh, God. But listen, everybody.
I'm just forewarning everybody, because you know the devil don't stop moving.
Never, ever. But that's okay. I got some godly inspired energizers, you know, and they keep on going.
Yes, sir.
That's all right. But, you know, these people is being blessed tonight to have something that's offered from Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, and sponsored by Raw Links, custom-made, handmade, natural, made in the USA, beautiful jewelry. Raw Links LLC. And the mantra of Raw Links is so special. They tell you, why be average when you can be raw? Now, that's a powerful statement right there. Why run around here average like every other Joe Blow walking down the street when you can be raw, which means from the original aspect, you know, from the base plate.
Oh, yeah.
Without
oh,
all
yeah.
the ish added to it. This is that raw diggity. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Okay. From
and
El Natural herself.
Is, there you go. The way it was supposed to be back when things first started, without all the extra added ingredients, so to speak. And, you know,
indeed. It
was one brother in particular that brought all of this to be. And that was none other than author Larry Maddox, also known by the name of For Real the Poet. So he's the CEO of both Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, and Raw Links. And the only thing I got to say about Raw Links is I got mine. You better get yours. Or as we like to say, I got mine. You got yours.
Oh, you know I got mine.
I already know, Mr. Alonzo's answer to that.
Okay.
See, we're in
you know
the
I got mine.
Okay, and we got to connect. We know somebody.
Okay. East to the West Coast. Once again, you know, just want to thank everybody for calling in or listening, tuning in. For those that are trying to reach us, dial in at any time. Number here is 319-527-6300. Yeah, man, this is one of those. I feel like it's gonna be one of those nights, actually. Appreciate the energy that gathers up here on Sunday nights. It's kind of like, you know, that one club you always been looking for growing up. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I definitely know that one. Because back in the day, clubs was my guiding light, so to speak. Yeah.
Okay.
I know how important that one elusive club is, and when you finally get there, you don't want to go nowhere else. That's the way. That's the way
part.
The Tiffany thing is for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And you
every
being
night,
one of the babies of the
night.
Bunch, for you to say that means something real special.
I'm just trying to tell you, the energy is raw links. The energy is raw footage.
Yes,
the energy is real.
There you go. It is. And that's something I felt throughout every platform with Epiphany. Because, you know, there's every night of the week, there's the chance of being something different, a different platform. But I felt the truth, the sincerity, the conviction of the host of whatever platform it is. So with Epiphany, uh-huh. You're getting the real thing. You know, you're not getting something that's fake. And this is one clubhouse or one family of transparency and honesty. And that's why I love this thing so much. Epiphany is that they stuck with me whether they want me or not. It's too bad. I'm gonna show up anyway.
Okay. like you said, me being the baby of the bunch. You know what I mean? I really love the energy. I personally, just being a military person, you know, it's kind of hard to find that attachment or a squadron. But I feel like Epiphany, you know what I mean? I just got my orders and I landed on base in a sense, you know what I mean? So forgive me. Give me my time.
There ain't nothing to forgive. You're in the platoon, the best platoon there is, buddy. So, you know, just get in where you fit in.
That's right.
As you have already.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear already. Squad.
Okay.
Nah, let's go.
I know that's right. But let me get myself together and do what we're supposed to do first before we keep going. Let's get this platform under the protection that it requires and the guidance that it requires to do what it's supposed to do. We're going to approach the throne and open this thing up the proper way. So if y'all wouldn't mind clearing your minds, turning the background music off, and let's go talk to our Father for this. Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening just thanking you for the opportunity to be here, to fellowship in your Father God. We ask that you would take control of this platform, that you would block the attempts of the enemy to disrupt this platform, that you would bless the lives of those that are here, touch their mouths, so what they speak is something that's pleasing to you, Lord. What we speak is pleasing to you, Lord. Use this platform as you will, Father. We are turning the reins over to you. Love you. We praise you. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now we can go forward, and we can act a fool because we know our Father has taken control of things. So that means we're going to act a fool, but the fool that we act is pleasing to him. That's even better. Okay. I wish I could see right now. I could not find a pen, so I was asking my roommate, did he have a pen? And he was in the midst of doing something, so, you know, in the meantime, I found something to write with. So he just crept in real quiet because he knows I'm on the air. Crept in real quiet and with something in his hand to pass out to me. But he then brought me a piece of paper and two pens. see you want to do it?
Oh,
see how God provides?
So that means you're ready. You're ready tonight.
Yes, indeed.
And a long story short, but okay. I feel like tonight's gonna be one of them nights. It's gonna be one of them good nights. So
yeah, I think so. That's the good thing. That's the good thing.
You know.
Now, I don't know if you want to spit tonight or not, but we're gonna start spitting. And you know the good thing about us spitting is because I've noticed that when these people come and they share their pieces, the microphone starts smoking and you see little flames coming up from it. So that means we got to run behind them and start spitting so we can put that mic out because they be burning them up. It's a good thing we got that
look,
trying to face it.
He wants me to get hungry again. I understand.
Would I do that?
Be like a baby rapper.
You said a baby rapper. So that's a 10 cent before he grew up to 50 cent?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a nickel. I don't know where the 10 cent came from. This is, we going back in the days. We going to start from the root.
I must say, you're a little bit more seasoned than I am, a little longer in the tooth. I think you're my elder, so... I didn't hear a mute your mic, so you can't respond to that. Tell everybody that was a bold-faced lie.
All they gotta do is click one link. That's it. What you talking about?
You ain't never lied about that, because it's not like it. It's not accessible everywhere. That's a beautiful thing. But you know,
yeah, it is.
I still don't know what I was going to do until just this second. What piece I was going to do. I was going to write something, then I didn't want to write nothing because my head ain't in write mode. So then I was going to look in the archives and do something. Then something said, nope, grab your book. This is the book that's in process in the mix called Reflection. And it was something in there that jumped out to me. And then I started thinking, oh, yeah, that would be appropriate because this is Women's History Month, if I'm not mistaken. So
yes, sir.
This piece is not necessarily of, well, I guess you could tie it in with women's history, but if no other reason, it's just something that focuses on the females and, from my perspective anyway, their juxtaposition, if you will, in the grand scheme of things. Okay.
Yes, sir. Well, the mic is yours, King. When it...
Thank you very much. That's so generous of you. You know what? I might have to give you a raise. This piece is called, all right, bring it down, Paul, Wusa. This piece is called Wonder of All Wonders. God and all his excellence has honored this world with something exquisite, something unbelievably powerful, a true blessing to us all. God, from his love of man, created someone resilient and irreplaceable, someone to help man to righteously stand. The female gender was and is one of the greatest gifts given the world by the great I Am. Humble and majestic is the queen, but only when she lives in her earth purpose, when she allows God to rule her life, when she lives the blessing of her creation. Queen Mother, to all she has the honor and the onus of being the only entity besides God to bring forth new human life. Queens, the road has not been easy, yet you walk in your purpose, are a most wonderful, beautiful, temperate, and powerful. The truth of the matter is, we as men need you. God knew that way back when. Through your creation came another example of unconditional love. And for us, that's where it all began. The unconditional love of God for man. Unconditional love for the life you bring forth only adds to your incredible, matchless worth. I want every queen that is able to breathe to recognize your God-given value. You were wonderfully and perfectly made. Plastic surgery, tight clothes, nor 10-inch heels can't match the beauty God places upon and within you. You are sensually gorgeous. So walk in your creation, steadfast and strong, calling upon that brilliant spirit you have within. Then, together, we can walk forward righteously with the God-given power to resist and defeat sin, despite how sin was able to begin. Without God and you by our side, over our hurdles and turmoils and temptations, we could never win. I thank God for such an incredible gift and proof of his agape love. Kings, it would do us well to remember. It is our honor and duty to support and protect these precious gifts Lord, I must strive to do my part until called to my home above. Delible strength and tantalizingly gentleness. The wisdom that flows through you, queens, prevent many a thoughtless blunder. And surely you were loaned to us from God's vault of wonders, of all wonders. God bless you, queens. Poem.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. I mean, where do I start? Well, I know where to start.
Oh, Lord, here.
It's like it's something new every time, right? I know. But it's not, you know. Yeah, you already know. So, since you already know, go ahead and prepare yourself, because I'm sure everybody else want to know, too. Who was you writing this to? Or who was you thinking about when you wrote that?
See,
that's better the question.
Urging of that piece came to me a night when I was talking with a female friend of mine, and something that she had said just kind of registered it within me that she was not recognizing herself for who she really is, who she was created to be. You know, so it kind of like rested in my mind for a little while. And it's funny because during the conversation, I started to write. I'm still talking about it, but I'm starting to just write some thoughts down. And before, excuse me one second, I'm sorry, though. I got a child with me. So, but before we separated, that piece was written. But I didn't share it with her yet.
Yeah.
But that piece was written. But so it was written to her, but also as a thought process to myself of things that we're not doing as far as men in regards to these queens, with the B word and the hoe and all of these things that we refer to them as. And the saddest part of it is that now some of these young ladies actually accept that and wear it as a badge of honor. You know, so they just stepped down from their throne to wallow in the muck that some of us have tripped into, if that makes sense.
Okay.
There's no reason, rhyme, or anything why on the screen or any queen should look at a king and voice out of her mouth the words, "Oh yeah, I'm his bee." But
you got a point.
She's allowed herself to take pride in being called something less than what she is. You know, the fact that he introduced that to him is bad. But they are the ones that are supposed to. We are the ones that are supposed to keep them protected. So that process of them accepting that is our flaw. We dropped the ball if we've used it to the point where they have to accept it in order to be with us. So we're actually
okay. So when you say we, are you referring to men in general or okay?
Yeah, in general, not just. This transcends beyond race,
our culture,
and ethnicity, and
culture.
This is a worldwide thing. And it's a great attempt of the enemy, because he knows if he king off of his throne, if he sways the king's thought process to less than, then the females that were to hold him up to help keep him at that place, now they're weakened.
Mm-hmm.
So now the whole kingdom's going to come tumbling down.
Solomon.
And he's using us to do it.
Okay. Okay.
But, and it, it's to the point now where there's no need to point fingers, because it doesn't matter who started it, why it started, none of that. It's the fact is that it's
we
the just thing.
Gotta stop it.
And, exactly. And we all know, we should all know what happens when we don't unitedly stand.
That part.
We
fall
down, and we may not get that
down.
So we need to step up again.
Well,
okay.
You know, yeah, look, as we speak, and I'm trying to step up the game as we speak. I don't want you to feel like I'm really receiving the information that you are putting down.
I know you are, but I know you're multitasking as you do so well. You're better than me at it. I'll put it that way.
What do you mean?
I be trying, and I've been messing some things up.
Look, what do you mean? I'm saying, man, if there wasn't such a thing as a thing, boy, I don't know what you mean. I can't sit down.
Uh-huh.
I know it's not Ritalin or ADHD. I know it's not that. I think I missed a lot of the activities in the military. I'm just going to be honest with that. Let me just jump with that.
Yeah.
But I think I had the same energy as a kid, too, so... Yeah, the multitasking thing I fear that I sit or dwell too long or long enough, the devil may have his chance at me.
Mm.
And have me seeing things that I already see things I'm not supposed to see. You know what I mean? Like, I tell everybody, I don't have 20/20 vision. I see what I'm meant to see. I feel like God is in charge of everything, so whatever I'm seeing, I'm supposed to see everything else. He wants me to see. Everything else is man-made, you know what I mean? So it's like, and anything that's man-made can be man-broke, so it's here for a short amount of time, as the words say. So I sit back and really just like pay attention to the today they call it the algorithm, but it's really just, I just sit there and pay attention to the systems of the man-made, whatever it is. So yeah.
To be, remain aware of your surroundings.
I try to.
Because,
you know what I mean? Sometimes I'm
now
too much into myself or into my zone. You know what I mean? Like, I say zone, and I really like try to capitalize on that word zone, because my name is Alonzo, so zone. I mean,
okay.
I'd be focused into like my mission, or you know what I mean? Like I'd be in my zone. But yes, on air, off air, I'd be in my zone, and I sit too long. I feel like the devil have his grips on me and turn me into one of his, employees or something.
Yeah.
So.
You know what? It was funny that you said that. What you said about the missing certain aspects of the military. I got out in 83, and I still missed part of it. There was something that I don't know, something about it that just did it for me, and I miss it. I'm too old to even think about going back, so Uncle Sam, no, don't even, you can't come get me. But
you know what the best part is like, I'm trying to create something in the civilian side for us, for things like that, because I say the same thing. Although I got out 2005, you know what I mean? Like, I wish that I had the camaraderie still.
Yeah.
Like I had then.
Yeah.
When you wake up, you knew you was on a mission. You had...
I don't think we'll ever find it, because the circumstances under which we formed that camaraderie is entirely different. So I think that's something we're going to search for a long, long time.
I kind of really feel like this platform is like that, almost in a sense. It's almost like that. This platform, me saying that is because like there's something every day, right? There's something every day. And just like in the military, like when you first get in, you have no clue. You're just putting on the military fit. You're getting bald, and you in line. You're just doing whatever they told you, but you're not thinking from the standpoint of the sergeant where he has to give you orders. You know what I mean? And there's a reason why he's giving you orders, even though it's discipline for the first 90 days or whatever it is. You know what I mean? It's a crazy system. It's a crazy overflex.
That it is. That it definitely is.
And
you know
I
what?
Feel like that's the environment that
when
that,
you said,
I mean, I'm like I said,
when
I'm creating
said what you said
I'm
about
creating it on how
this being like the military, like you're speaking. It's kind of ironic because you know, in a sense, this is that. The purpose of this platform and what we do on this platform is kind of like fighting. And this is how we fight. We doing our little part through poetry, but it's still warfare. It's still part of the spiritual warfare. So that analogy and that connection with the military is very apropos, and I feel you on that. But, you know, before we get to running our mouths, because, you know, we could talk the whole show amongst ourselves. did you want to do a piece tonight, or do you want to – hold on one second. Did you want to bring on – open the mic up and allow someone else?
Let's open the mic up, because I've done enough talking as is. You know what I mean? And plus, I'm really feeling the music ministry, so to be honest.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I was getting ready to do a piece, but I'm going to bring on this caller first, and I'm going to play something. But first, before we do that, we're going to open up the mics of one of the Tiffany's own. Miss VIP.
Well, hello, Paul. Hi, Alana.
Welcome.
How are you tonight?
Good evening.
How are you two doing tonight?
I'm doing excellent. I'm trying to see if I can get rid of this.
All right.
I
hear you.
Okay, it's gone. I had to put it on my earbud. No, it's still there.
Okay.
No, it's still
there.
No, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. What are you trying to do?
We can hear you.
I know. Oh. We can hear everybody. It's just reverb everywhere.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. I got something that was laying heavy on my mind. And, you know, when something lays heavy on my mind, I think about, you know, others who may be going through too. And I was like, yeah, all right. And I just felt compelled to write.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I've heard the results of some of your urgings to write.
Yeah, that's true, too. This piece is called Let Go and Let God.
The mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. Let go, let God, is what was said to me. But how can you let go when the pain cuts like a knife and all you want to do is escape to the confines of your bed, lay down, and do your best not to cry? Let go, let God, is what was said, to plant hope in my mind and let the seeds take root, knowing he'll make a way somehow. I'm just trying to hold on, keeping busy and trying to hone my hobby, sending little spirit lifters to bless those who may feel like me, and their thanks blesses me when I hear the smile in their voice. Let go, let God. It's not like I have a choice. Free will is not the way to go. It's difficult enough to stay on the narrow path. So someone who I consider wise says, think what's on the other side of the equal sign if I allow free will to have its way. So I say to the enemy, not today, realizing I have to say it every day, knowing God will work it out for me. I don't have to fight. but my energy depletes when I stop to think about things. So I compartmentalize to keep going because it hurts my heart. It's not easy. I can't control others, just myself. Let go, let God. Total surrender to what's going on. Feel what I'm feeling, knowing I have to wait and be of good courage. So I'll keep crafting, singing, and praising him, deciding to keep on walking in the light until breakthrough occurs. And when the blessings come, I will receive them all because I let go and let God. And that's that peace.
Wow. Wow. And that's... That piece right there, it shows a lot.
It shows a lot.
But the main thing that it does show is your trust.
That it does show
in
is
God.
Your trust.
I like the way you put it. It's not like you have a choice when it comes to people.
Like
it's not like you don't have a choice because at the end of the day, when you look
at
your
options,
it's a no-brainer. Options, yeah.
No-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the line where you said that you allow free will to have it
way. Free will to have it way.
That, once again, that points towards
again,
your
points
trust
towards
and your trust the realization that even though I have the freedom of choice,
I
really have more of a choice than to choose him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's it.
You can't give in because if you do, thank you. See, if you know what, I thought of, you know, you think about things, what was done to you, what you've done to others, you might have done to others, and then sometimes you might not be able to get over the hump. But if you really, you know, feel what you're feeling and decide, well, I'm going to get them back, you have to really think really hard on what's on the other side of that equal sign. You understand what I'm saying? Because plus one, plus another one doesn't necessarily make it right. Tit for tat doesn't do it. So you have to really think about it. So that's why free will is not the way to go. I'd be in jail by now. So, no, you know, free will is not the way to go.
I hear you on that.
Totally understand.
Lonzo, what you got for that piece?
I mean, Mr. FPR, so like yours,
FPR,
like
so
I come
like
from three different angles when I listen to your stuff. Being that it's Women's Month too, so I kind of see that piece was almost like, well, not almost, it is really like iconic. First time I'm hearing it, so and I can see it from three different angles. You know, like I said, from the mother, the your girlfriend, your sister. You know what I mean? Like, it's nourishing when I hear words coming from you, the way you chase after Father, you know what I mean? I call him Father. I don't want to say God because everybody got their own belief, but the way you chase after Father, it's like a certain understanding, and you turn around and you feed nourishment through your words. That's what I felt when I heard that, you know what I mean, coming from. It's like I want to put you in the Beyonce's place. I don't know how to describe that, but that piece was very eye opening for me. Yeah. And I thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Wow. Beyonce,
wow.
You
Beyonce,
up there with some heavy company.
Oh Lord.
You up there with some heavy company.
Well, actually, I would put you higher than Beyonce. I only said Beyonce because, you know, Beyonce is Beyonce. But, like, realistically, the words that you chose, that you choose, like I said, it's a nourishing thing. For me, at least, it is.
And for me, at least.
I appreciate when I hear you speak.
Unmuted.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate
it. Sitting there talking, Adrian,
if you are able to hang out just a little bit longer,
maybe half hour, 25 minutes. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to give everybody time to pull up a piece. And when that song is over, we just can do a quick B round and things up. Okay. All righty. So, Alonzo, get the pieces ready. I'm going to mute everybody. We're going to play a song. When we come back, we're going to do a few rounds and take them down. Okay, so in order to minimize that Blog Talk reverb, I'm going to keep everybody's mic muted. When your mic opens, go ahead and spit your piece. Now, we don't have to identify ourselves. We all know who we are. So just give us the title piece, spit your piece, and end it with end piece or whatever it is that you choose to do to let us know that you're finished with that piece. And I think we're going to allow my brother, Mr. Alonzo, to start the festivities off, if he would be so gracious.
Oh, sir, you would. You would be that guy, right? Appreciate you.
Oh, sure, would be. Look, you got away with the whole show so far, so I don't want to disappoint you.
You didn't have nothing to worry about. You ain't seen that one frown. I was a quiet. Hey, okay, let's go. Freestyle, let's go.
All right, the mic is yours, King.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Title, just thank you. Thank you for the times that we share. Thank you for the times that you made me aware of my surroundings when I was too focused in my own zone. See, my zone had me in protection. I call it love, and I know you see it in my eye. I thank you for allowing me to be that guy, to fly after my dreams, admire my laughs, buy me little things. But yeah, thank you. If this was a personal message, if it was a fifth, you know the rest I would say, but it's not it. It's opposite. You know, thank you. And peace.
All I try to do is think of you and pray, thanking you so much for being that kind of friend from beginning to end. You're called many names. Jehovah Jireh comes to mind because you provide my every need. Jehovah Nisi, because in you I have the victory. Emmanuel, I'm never alone with you. Without you, it would be hell. You're the Heavenly Father sitting high and looking low. You're the way, the truth, and the life, the only way to go. Sometimes we want to go our own way. Free will comes into play. Trials and tribulations may come. Your word says not to be surprised when they do, but you always come to save the day, so my hope is anchored in you. I'll wait and try to be of good courage when I feel I'm alone. Oh, when I feel I'm all alone, I'm picking up the phone to call a friend or two, and if they're not around, I'll talk to you. And even though I have to cry, I know you'll never, ever pass me by. In peace.
The demons we accept. We the people. For the people. By the people. In God we trust. The land of the free. Mottos and ideologies that have been exposed for all to see. Lies, lip service, and hypocrisy. That is what that rhetoric is that's currently claimed as democracy. What part of we the people, for the people, by the people, is it that has the people homeless, hungry, and ignored and dismissed? Veterans, elders, citizens who have helped to financially support and defend this land, now destitute and overlooked for illegal immigrants. Obviously, we the people don't include the down on their luck American woman, child, or man. Where's our trust in God? How do we honor his blessing us to come this far? By banning him from public places and removing him from our schools, ill-preparing our children for the spiritual warfare in which we are engaged our compromising or dismissing the word of God is the downfall of this age. Now, this tidbit must be handled completely, painfully, and honestly. Do you truly see this nation as the land of the free? I think not. Especially in light of the incarcerations, restrictions, and fatal biological warfare and attacks upon those who look like you and me, or those who are victims of this wealthy nation's neglect and poverty. These are the demons that we accept. We accept their satanic governing, oftentimes opposite what's desired or even best for us. We pathetically leave them to destroy this nation and us and ridiculously call that trust. We as a nation are about to crash and burn because of the demons we accept. Lies and declarations God will soon reject. And if you think things are bad now, believe me, we ain't seen nothing yet. We have allowed our facade of being virtuous to slip and fall down. We have exposed ourselves as just as evil as those nations we decide to oppose. Despite our concerns or spiritual or moral stance or even how we, the people, feel, it matters not to the marionettes operated by the demons we accept. Remember, God was evicted from Capitol Hill. And whether you like it or not, it's already a done deal. I fear that when the history of our moment in time is written and the truth comes out, it will read that it was we the people who kicked God out. We the people choosing Barabbas once again, unitedly in a loud and determined shout. Must I remind you that the demons we accept and give clout are the same that from heaven, along with Lucifer, were cast out. Those same demons we accept. If not rebuked soon and very soon, many of us on Judgment Day, along with Satan, will be judged by God as reject. We serve a long-suffering God. That's true. But don't fool yourself into thinking your submission to God ain't important and that in that aspect you can wait. That mentality may very well end with you and eternity and the fiery lake labeled for all time as reprobate. Thankfully, unlike Sodom and Gomorrah, there is still a moment to cease and desist with our demonesque demise. Once again, to the heavens as one, our praises may yet rise. Wouldn't that give those demons we accept an unexpected surprise? Because you know the way we're acting, they already see victory in their eyes. And they yet may, if we don't stop feeding into their schemes and lies. And they yet may, if we don't get it together and work on receiving Christ before this entire nation, as a nation, be the next Sodom and Gomorrah and dies. We must reel in these demons we accept, demanding accountability and transparency from those we elect. Justice for all, meaning the persecution of those who corrupt their sworn duty to serve and protect. We must not compromise or we shall realize we the people chose to denounce God for the demons we accept. Poem. I don't know about anybody else tonight, but, oh, we come up on that shutdown time. But I had an exceedingly excellent moment hanging out with you guys.
And I appreciate you all for calling in and contributing what you did contribute. Because without you, there ain't no point in being here.
What say you to that, Mr. Alonzo?
Oh, look, I was about to pull a stunt right now, but I caught myself. But I couldn't further agree with you. I've had an exceptional night tonight hanging with everybody, and I always love the energy. I always look forward to come here and chop it up because it's like, I mean, there's so many things I could point out why not to be here. Let me take that back. That's not what I meant to say. There's so many things I can say why I should be here and why you should be here. There's so many reasons why I should be here today. As far as the opportunities and the things that are being open when we connect and when we talk. I love the energy. I love the people that call in. I love it. I love it all. I love it all. And forgive me, recant my last statement. It's not so many things. I didn't mean to say that. What I meant to say is so many reasons why you should tune in and why you should not tune in. You know what I mean?
I feel you. Because, yeah. You know, there's been quite a few nights with that. Life being a life, I didn't feel like coming here tonight. Well, not tonight, but this night I've said that. And I do it anyway out of obligation or whatever. But it ends up being one of the nights that I was so thoroughly blessed. And I would have missed it had I just fell back into the way I was feeling and not did it, you know?
Right.
There's a reason for this platform being here, whether we know it or not. But that's okay, because when we give it to him, he's going to do what he wants to do with it. And with that being said, man, look, I'm going to, if you would, brother, pray us out for the evening. And then for the rest of the time, I'm going to hit up some music and we're just going to rock out with some music. So you can hang out as long as you'd like to, because I'm going to be here for about another. I'm going to actually use the overtime time up and I'll probably be here for another hour just playing some music. So if you want to just chill out. Groove, that's what we're going to do. But this portion of the platform is being turned into music ministry. But one love, one mic. God bless you all. Brother Lonzo, would you take us out in prayer, please?
Yes, sir. If we may bow our heads and draw our minds. Heavenly Father, thank you for another blessed day. Thank you for the time that we share with one another. Thank you for the mercy, the grace, the strength, the sound minds, the love. Thank you for the time that you put in before we even thought. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for the words of exchange and communication. Thank you. Thank you. I just want to say thank you. May we move forward and grow in your name as one. Be less of ourselves and more of you. And go into this world and make more disciples as you wish. In your name I pray. Amen.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
What you go through.
you go through. Listen.
Just know he has his hand on you.
That's a good place to lift up those hands and give him some praise. Oh, I can't get no help with him. That's a good place to bless him. Listen. Listen to the words.
Your day.
Even when the sun is up, yes it is. And from the top of your
heart, you shall.
Oh, will there ever be a change? What's there? What shall I do? Can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know
he has his hand.
He has a
plan.
Yes, he does.
He
said, I'll see you through. And when you cry, he's holding you. So just lift your head up high. For he will. He will provide. Yes, he will.
Yeah. day after day. Forever faithful toward me, and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
Thank you. Wait on. amount of bone wings.
Like eagles
that soar.
Go ahead and tell them how you feel.
Yeah. please.